So there can be moments of wise considering and listening by accumulation, but there has to be understanding for there to be development, but more than just moments of right understanding. So bhavana only refers to when it's really the development, not just the accumulation of, even if there's wise listening with understanding, if it's not the development, then it's not yet bhavana.
For example, those who have accumulation of viruti jetasika can have only abstention from ill deeds and ill speech. What else? No understanding about the higher sila, like the sila sangvara through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body at all. There is higher and higher sila.
So when people usually speak about sila, which according to them we don't encourage, is because they speak it from the idea of self.
No understanding. Yeah. That sila is kusala moment. That it can be by way of dana or by way of abstention from ill deeds and speech. As much as they know without panya is only that level. They don't know about the satipatthana at moment of seeing, hearing, which is also sila, but higher sila.
And so we could say further that with this wrong understanding of the connection between sila, samadhi and panya, as if they were separate practices, is not understanding panya
at all. That's why we say that the teaching is very subtle. All four noble truths are subtle too.
But he believes that some kind of retirement in the morning, meditation, is really very necessary.
There are also the wrong eightfold path and the right eightfold path. Shouldn't we talk about the wrong one so that we know that what is wrong? Because usually we think that the eightfold path must be always right, but actually there's also the wrong eightfold path too in Tipitaka. If there is no understanding of the wrong eightfold path, how can we know that it's wrong?
You were reading that he wants to retire in the morning or meditation.
Oh, he likes to do meditation.
Yeah,
in the morning. That's
what you were reading out. Yeah,
please read again.
In that message, ongoing mindfulness.
Well, I took down the whole...
He was talking about ongoing practice.
Ongoing practice.
Mm-hmm. He just says, Dhamma practice consists of pariyatti-based, i.e. study-based, knowledge-based execution of the cultivation of sila, samadhi, and panya. And
cultivation
in panya, morality, concentration, calm, and wisdom understanding.
So the cultivation of sila must go with understanding. When we're talking about right effort, it has to go with right eightfold path, because there is also wrong effort, which goes with the wrong eightfold path. Not just effort must be always right. Effort.
He's not talking about moments of chitta. He's
talking about
doing something.
No understanding
the
about the right and the wrong path.
So if understanding is weak, it's easy enough to go the wrong way.
As soon as there's an idea of needing a quiet time or a quiet room, then it's going wrong.
And wanting to have better understanding.
I want to have better understanding.
That is wrong.
So I go, oh,
that's probably more mean than needing a quiet place.
Yeah. No detachment.
No detachment.
Only right understanding can perform the function of detachment.
Yes, I need someone who hits me on the head.
But when we talk about satchanyana and firm understanding of the Four Noble Truths, can't one say that really only sotapattimagga jnana is a firm understanding of the Noble Truths?
How come?
Because it's been developed to that point, fully developed. It has to begin and get firmer and firmer.
But I think the situation as regards idea of self is the same as that with regards detachment. At the moment of awareness, there is no idea of self. There is detachment.
When it's right,
awareness.
And right, and awareness is unexpectedly.
Right.
If you are waiting for it, it's not.
But I don't think thinking about dhammas as being not self is a condition for awareness.
What about the understanding dhamma, not just thinking about dhamma?
Right.
But we can't induce that, the understanding of dhamma, not thinking about dhamma. We cannot induce that.
What about hearing, reading, considering wisely, correctly?
That's what to hear about nimitta.
Nina would like to hear more about nimittas, which is
also
quite nice.
And Lodewijk. And Lodewijk too. Never enough.
Now.
Now, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, what's the difference between the nimitta of dhammas and the conceptualization of people and things, a world of people and things?
With Arpanya, it's impossible to say that one knows about concept and nimitta of realities.
Back on the Four Noble Truths, can we say that only when there is understanding of the First Noble Truth of dukkha, of realities, that the cause of dukkha can really be understood as lobha?
From the development of satipatthana.
So could one say the understanding of these first two Noble Truths develops together, by understanding more and more the unsatisfactoriness of conditioned dharmas, the cause of dukkha is understood more and more clearly?
It is not like we have to follow the word, but the understanding of reality at that moment is the beginning of becoming detached from not knowing or not understanding it as it is, little by little.
We heard several times about nimitta, but it is difficult to understand.
Remember that now.
Yeah.
Then we begin to get used to nimitta.
But the background for those who didn't hear it, for instance,
in the world of nimitta or the world of reality? What are we now? In the world of nimitta or the world of reality?
The world of nimitta.
Clearly in the world of nimitta.
Yeah. All the time.
Mm-hmm. That's all we need to know, I suppose.
Poor Vince.
I mean, poor Vince. Are we all in the world of reality?
Okay.
It's the only one in the world of nimitta.
Okay, what is real?
Visible object.
So now you are in the nimitta world?
Or tangible object. Yeah.
Yeah. When there is no direct awareness, it's the world of nimitta.
But even with direct awareness, we can never catch the visible object that has already fallen away. There's another visible object. And so we can learn a characteristic of it, but we will never catch that one that has fallen away.
Panya could do so.
Can Panya know that? The Four Noble Truth?
Can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
By developing the understanding of reality to see when is the world of nimitta and when is the world of reality.
It has fallen away already.
So what is seen?
The nimitta remains.
Mm-hmm. Enough to understand it as a reality.
For the time being, is all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm confused. We have reality, we have concept, and I understand that nimitta can be nimitta of reality.
Before
which is not concept. Before concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are we really living in the world of nimitta or world of concept?
Both.
In terms of it's more confusing rather than less.
Peter, you've been keeping very quiet. Any comments or reflections or?
I am very much stimulated by the discussion. I don't have any specific questions. Perhaps only one on Panya. Does Ajahn Panya is no matter what level it's developed.
The understanding.
Yes, it doesn't dissipate. Can you develop Panya and then de-develop it? I mean, can it fall away?
Panya is moment of understanding. Mm. So whenever there is better understanding, it's the growth of Panya. And Panya can penetrate the true nature of reality when it's developed. And from Lokiya Panya, it can attain that level of Lokutra Panya, which can experience Nibbana.
In many of the suttas, one gets the feeling that particular characters that the Buddha met characters that you wouldn't anticipate having any development of Banya.
Angulimala
is a very good example. That the Banya that had been developed by the non-person Angulimala inevitably will penetrate the Four Noble Truths. Am I wrong to infer that there's an inevitability that if Banya is accumulated and developed, that it will achieve Nibbana at some point, no matter how distant?
When we talk about Banya, we do not talk about any person at all. It's that which understands reality at different level. From hearing and considering, there can be the level of Banya which begins to understand reality which appears, but it's only intellectually, because it's not the direct awareness of what we are talking about. For example, we can talk about hardness, not permanent, but when hardness does not appear because awareness does not arise, so hardness is not being aware of by awareness. So how can there be the experience directly, the impermanence of hardness? So now everything arises and falls away by conditions, and it's only thinking and knowing or understanding about the impermanency of realities, but not the direct awareness of a particular one. The meaning of patti is particular, and patti is to reach or to attain. We have come across the term passa. Nobody has doubt about the characteristic of passa cetasika at all, because that which contact. And we talk about passa, we talk about vedana, but is there any understanding of vedana, a particular one, at that very moment as a reality, not I? See? So there are different levels of panya, from studying intellectual to the direct awareness. By understanding this, it does not encouraging the self to try to have it, but it will discouraging the self not to do it, because of the understanding that each reality is conditioned to arise. No one can condition any reality at all, but realities are conditioned by many, many conditions. By knowing this, there's no I who study, there's no I who understand. But understanding is understanding, and it arises when that right conditions for its arising. This is the way to become detached, little by little, even knowing or understanding that now everyone lives in the world of a dream when there's no direct awareness. It is a dream, because it's gone like the dream. So what seems to be so important in one's life is as important only at that very moment. But after that, where is it? All the pleasure and all the unpleasant feeling, not important at all, because it's not here and now anymore. So it's just like that, arising and falling away. But it's not only theory or intelligent understanding through reading or hearing. It can be directly understood or penetrated. It's so real. So when there is the development of awareness, there can be the understanding of moment when there is no appearing of anything at all. And then a reality appears, see? So one understands the tattoo, that is nothing but that characteristic which is conditioned. And we don't have to read from book that is through eye-based or ear-based or anything, but it's there. We don't have to say that it's sound or it's visible object or it's smell, but the characteristic is being aware of at that very moment, of its characteristic. It does not arise, it arises and it falls away. One characteristic at a time by the developed awareness. Whatever is taught in the teachings is so real that it can be proven. Banya can know directly. It's one's own right understanding. and that condition better and better confidence in the teachings, in realities. Nobody can change. For example, even right now, sound does not appear yet, and then it appears, and then it's gone. It seems so common that it doesn't eliminate any wrong idea about the self at all. But when it's so sharp, so developed, and appear just one at a time, one can experience that, that there is no self at all.
So this understanding is at high level, panya, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like just
developed. Yes. If it's not developed, it's just that level.
Many people have this idea about observing sound, sight, thoughts arising and falling as being understanding or getting a glimpse of what it is like to have no self. But it's just thinking.
Because for them, the purpose is to observe, not to understand. At this very moment, if there is no understanding, it's the self who is observing for sure. But when it's direct awareness, it's the self. It's the moment which understands whatever appears. Until it's so natural that right understanding and right awareness can follow any reality as natural as now. Otherwise, the self tries to distort reality, try to have it stronger or weaker or whatever one thinks to know it, but actually it's not the conditions to understand it as it is.
I mean, sound has fallen away and just thinking about it, and that's what they don't realize. It's just the thinking which is falling. Mm-hmm.
So there can be more and more understanding of the hindrance, the lopa, the attachment, as long as it's there. It's not the right awareness itself, because there is still the idea of self somewhere, somehow. And when we talk about the development of satipatthana, usually people forget that I am practicing or I'm developing, not the sati which arises by conditions, and it develops by arising more and more, no expectation for how many times a day, or a year, or in a life. That's the way to become detached from clinging to even satipatthana. Otherwise the self is there, and lopa is there all the time.
But that's not a problem for someone for whom it seems that there is more awareness of seeing and hearing. They don't mind that there is a self,
if it
but
is,
as long as there
yeah,
seems to
but
be more.
If it's right direct awareness, it has to be now and natural. No space for lopa to come in and take away to other practice.